American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. House Democrats are working against an election bill that requires voters prove citizenship. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, is being debated this week. But liberals say, quote, there has been zero evidence of widespread voter fraud, and that it is already illegal under current law for non-citizens to register to vote or to vote in federal elections. Talking about this on the Sandy Rios podcast, conservative activist Cleta Mitchell said the bill is badly needed.
It would say that not only are states not prohibited from requiring documentary proof of citizenship, but they're required to obtain that documentary proof of citizenship before registering people to vote in a federal election. This is a crisis. This is how I think they're planning to win the election.
President Biden's personal physician released a letter detailing his examinations of the president after more concerns are raised over his mental acuity. Madeline Rivera has more on what the letter said.
The president's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, identifies the Parkinson's expert as Dr. Kevin Kennard. Kennard has been the neurology consultant at the White House Medical Unit since 2012. O'Connor says Kennard examined the president for each of his annual physicals. O'Connor writes, the results of this year's exam were detailed in my February 28th letter. There were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorders such as a stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis. Visitor logs show Kennard made several visits to the White House from last summer to March.
Fox News medical consultant Dr. Jeanette Neshawat says the health of our president is critical to know, now more than ever.
Because their diseases, their injuries, their illnesses influence the decisions they make and have a direct impact on all of Americans and on a global stage. So they have a responsibility and duty to Americans, right. Number one. And also the family has a responsibility and duty to their father, to their husband, to the president.
A spokesman for a project aimed at fixing government so that it actually works for the American people hopes a future administration will adopt their policies.
As we have reported on AFN, Project 2025 has been spearheaded by the Heritage Foundation as a coalition of conservative groups advocating policy and personnel recommendations for the next conservative president, which it believes will be Donald Trump. But last week, Trump posted on his Truth Social platform that he has no idea who is behind Project 2025 and went on to say, quote, anything they do, I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them. Trump's comments came following accusations from the Biden campaign that Project 2025 implies there will be a new American revolution. Brian Phillips is a spokesman for Project 2025.
They say your opposition would always tell you what they're afraid of, and that's exactly what's going on right now. They are desperately afraid of this effort because they know that for the first time in a long time, the conservative movement is getting coordinated. We're collaborating. We're putting together the best people to come up with the best ideas to fix government so that it actually works for the American people. And so the fact that they're coming at us so hard and so strong at a time when they know that their campaign is completely flailing tells you everything you need to know about the importance of our effort.
And Phillips says, as far as Trump's comments,
President Trump wished us luck. So we deeply appreciate those kind words from him. We developed this not for any one candidate, not for any one campaign or any one party, but really for the American people in the hopes that an administration would take a look at these policies and then potentially adopt them should somebody win. We hope that the next administration will look at these policies and take them seriously. But regardless of that decision, we are going to continue to push.
I'm Chad Groening.
And finally, it could be days before power is restored in southern Texas, where Hurricane Beryl struck.
Power remains out for millions of customers of three different electric utilities serving southern Texas. It means businesses and retail may not be open, but it also puts people's health at risk.
I've had an unfortunately a fatality as a direct result of life sustaining equipment failing because of no electricity.
Mark Henry is the county judge in Galveston County, Texas. The heat and humidity will also be a problem today.
So 93, 94 degrees. And if you don't have air conditioning, it's going to get uncomfortable and it's going to get uncomfortable quick.
Evan Brown, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.